This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and my boyfriend recently found out how they combine grapes and apples, and he's really grappling with it.
Oh my God.
Stupid. Stupid. Bad. Stupid. Barb's dancing it
Thank
out.
Thank you. I didn't write it in the thing because I didn't want to ruin it for you guys.
No, I'm glad.
I'm Brandi Posey, and COVID is a hoagie. Mm-hmm. Ah? Instead of a hoax. It's a...
Oh. Also. Oh yeah. Gotcha.
Less successful pun, whatever.
I'm Jess Barker, and I'm hungry, but I'm tired of every food.
Mm-hmm. And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We're so excited to have you here.
Absolutely.
Can I tell you guys that I'm drinking a smoothie I've been trying to get through for the last 2 hours straight?
It looks like poop.
I'm so close to it being done.
Don't.
I've got like a
quarter. You know what? I'm here to tell you, don't give up. Give up.
That's our main function in life. We're here to tell you, give up. It's okay.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate that. Yeah. It feels good to have been told just to quit something in this life.
Let's bring on our guest. Oh, my God. We are so excited, so honored to have a drag superstar join us on the podcast. You can check out her podcast, Race Chaser. And she actually has a comedy special that's out right now on Out TV. It's Alaska Thunderfuck!
Oh, hello.
I love it.
Can I do a joke intro?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You all did?
Yes. Okay, we would love it. Yes.
Have you heard there, you know, everyone is starting an OnlyFans these days. It's true. Even this 180s band, and the OnlyFans page is called Huey Lewis and the Nudes.
Hey! Oh. Yes. You fit. You fit right in there. Perfect, Alaska.
Very funny.
If only. I've been waiting for years to see Huey Lewis naked.
You know,
so
it's only a matter of time. Everyone ends up on Cameo and OnlyFans, and it's going to happen.
Yeah, I imagine, absolutely. Yeah, you got to do the Cameo. I'm like, do you do the Cameo first or the OnlyFans? Which one would I knock out? I guess I would do my OnlyFans first when I first wake up and then get dressed.
They should combine it and make it a cameo. I think that's what needs to come out of this.
Oh, very
nice.
Yes, very
absolutely.
Nice.
Yes.
I mean, I actually do it. I want to do this. I tweeted about it, but I want to do an OnlyFans where it's one line, it's one picture, and you just have one line at a time. So, like, they have to experience it like back in the old school internet porn days. So, I'm going to take one hot picture, and every time you pay $5, you get one, like, quarter inch of it, basically.
Yes.
That's just good business.
I love it.
I think I actually am going to do it, but I actually have to, like, take the photo. So, we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Figure it out. It's beautiful. Can I paint a picture of like how picturesque Alaska looks right now?
Please.
She has this amazing banana leaf backdrop. You have like a tiger mock turtle. Yeah, mm-hmm. Tiger mock turtle with like a gold chain. Your hair is on point. Are you wearing makeup right now? I can't tell if you have a concealer or something on because your skin's beautiful always.
You know, I think it's just I turned up, retouch my appearance on, touch up my appearance on Zoom. Mm-hmm.
Oh
I just
God.
Turned it up really high. No, yeah. I'm wearing so much makeup.
I have been using the touch up my appearance feature a lot, and I can just say that now my front facing camera on my phone is a nightmare, even more so than before.
It's rude.
It's
like showing every pore.
I got the new iPhone and I was like, how could you do this to me? I don't want to see the medical examiner's like view of my skin.
Exactly. Like at a certain point, we really have to call it quits on the resolution. We don't need that much resolution.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm getting a fucking iPhone 4. I'm giving up and I'm going back.
Yeah. I'm
frankly,
going back to the Nokia with the
BlackBerry.
Snake.
I don't need to
take me back.
That's what I want more than anything. Ugh. That brick, it was with me through so much. I dropped that thing in a hot tub like 3 times and it survived.
Wow.
It was amazing.
So, Alaska, tell us about this comedy special that you just had come out. It looks like you're doing a bunch in it. It's a one-night-only engagement.
You know what? I'm doing the absolute most in it. And I should have just stood there and told jokes. But I'm a drag queen and I'm really extra. So I was like, okay, we're going to do music numbers. We're going to have a drag contest. My friend Jeremy's going to do crystal singing bowls. Ooh, and, like, we're just going to do it.
Ooh.
So we had to do, like, we had to do it all because I'm extra. And I'm also not a comedian, shockingly. I'm a drag queen who dabbles in humor. And so I was like, I can't just stand there with a microphone. That's what real comedians do.
Well, you know what? And we appreciate that because you do see people that do that aren't comedians.
I mean,
that shit can be rough.
Yeah, I love it though. I love all the spectacle. Yeah, yes. Add it all in there. Who cares? That's what we're here for. I mean, comedians are boring, so.
It's true. No, I mean, I have so much respect for comedians. Like that is literally so hard. I'm literally a drag. I'm a sight gag. Okay, I don't have to. I really have so much respect for comedians who can fucking do that.
I do think. Oh, I mean, I think part of the reason Drag Race is such a popular show, though, is because like drag is an art form that does require you to be so much more than even a triple threat, and you have to be good at shit that kind of doesn't have to do with each other. Like, I feel like if you're a comedian, like, yeah, of course you can, like, write sitcoms because you can write a joke. But, like, the skill set to be able to, like, be really good at makeup, but then also, like, improv and doing the splits, it's, like, so disparate.
It is really wild. It is a lot. And, like, it's very rare. I mean, even on Top Model and stuff, it's like you're still kind of being dressed and you're still like you're sitting in the makeup chair and but on like Drag Race, it's like, okay, do your own hair and makeup, bring your own outfits, and then also we're gonna like light you on fire and make an outfit out of flip flops. Go.
Yeah.
So while I haven't done that technically, I do feel like I've done comedy sets that felt like that. So it does feel
emotionally
same feeling.
Yeah. Yes.
And where everyone is expecting you to handle everything too, and you're like, great.
Yes. Okay. The room is yours.
That's how I feel. I used to have a joke about it, but and God bless. Like I can't wait for in person exercises classes to return. But my pet peeve in LA is these classes that cost like $50 a pop, and then at the end they hand you a paper towel and a spray bottle. It's like I just paid $50. For a Pilates class. So I'm not.
Wait, are you asking them to wipe you off? Or
no,
you asking,
they want
no, no, no.
you. You have
they want
to clean,
you to clean your mat.
You have to clean your mat and your whole workspace. It's like, what the. No.
What is the $50 covering?
Exactly. I guess just your brand.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, it's just to say that you went to Orange Theory or whatever,
yeah,
I guess,
it
so
is
you
an
can,
awkward,
like, take the picture.
It's an awkward moment because everyone's watching each other like, I'm watching who's wiping your shit down, and you're like, kind of keeping track. People are handing out the little wipes, and it's just kind of like, we're all doing this, okay?
Yeah,
we shouldn't be, but we are.
Honestly, it's gross, but I do respect the bitch that's just like, no. And they just put their dirty mat back up on the wall and they walk out. Every once in a while you'll see that. And it's just like,
move.
You know what?
You've, a hero.
You've like stood on the hood of an ex's car. But in this moment, I love to see it.
God, I haven't been to an in-person class in a while. It's just hard because everyone in LA is just so hot. And it's like,
I know.
Why are you hot at a workout class? Fuck you. This is where I go to get hot. I'm not hot here. Leave
me
alone.
God. I can't work out in public. I can't have people looking at me working out.
Really?
I don't know why. I can't do it. I've never gone to an in-person workout class. I know they exist.
Wow.
Yeah. That's all. That's the extent of it.
Wait, and you live in LA, right? Or New York?
Mm-hmm.
LA? And you've never, so like, surely you've been people have attempted to coerce you into going to one.
No.
Really?
No, I don't do it. Drag, no, absolutely not. No, I do it in the secrecy and privacy of my, I will never take a fucking selfie like I'm working. I'm at the gym. Here I go. No. No. Well,
also, like, the hours are very incongruous, I think, with probably what I would assume a drag queen's schedule is like, because they're usually either done by 10 a.m. or they start at, like, 7 again. And it's like, no. I, like, wake up at, like, 4 or 5.
Yes, ideally.
I mean, in the old days, I bet you you're such a powerhouse at this point that I'm sure you've, like, have an assistant that's like, here is your orange juice and a muffin at noon, and let's
what
get your day
is
going.
This, Brandy? I don't, like, I don't. In 1980s.
Have you seen this
breakfast?
Smoothie? I don't know what breakfasts are. It's a fucking nightmare over here.
Oh my god! First of all, I love that you imagine that my life is that. I wish I had a fucking assistant to give me a fucking muffin. Guess what? No, I'm racing around. I'm bouncing off the walls by myself completely. It is. It's like a drag race challenge. No, yeah. Gotta get myself dressed and. Then I'm the tech person, and then I'm the lighting rig. Mm-hmm. And no, yeah, I'm doing it. No. But I would love to. I'm taking applications for assistance, actually, on your recommendation.
Most important skill is, can you bring orange juice in a muffin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a beautiful
you gotta
start
squeeze
today.
That shit, though. That's some. Mm-hmm. We need some muscles to be put into that orange juice. Don't
fresh,
give me some Tropicana.
Yes.
Yeah, who's fucking with Tropicana when we got Simply in these stores too? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's true. Oh,
I mean, I think that is what. Yeah, we think. I think like when you're starting out hustling and in something like drag or comedy, you are like, yeah, those late nights and stuff. And now it's when you're trying to like run your own empire, it is just like your schedule's fucking crazy and you're not going out. You're just like, I need to like try to be an adult and get 8 hours of sleep so that I can maintain being a person.
Oh, it's completely that. I'm like 10 o'clock rolls around and I'm like, oh, yes, it's bedtime. Oh, yes, honey. So it's like, so now when like gigs start to return and I have to be like doing a show until 2 in the morning and then go to the airport, I don't know how it's going to happen.
No.
I don't
same.
Know how it's going
like,
to happen.
Like, I feel yeah. like collectively for performers, what happened is like we all came home and like kicked off our heels and our bra. And now the world's like, now get back out there. There's a party you have to be at. And you're like, I already fucking took off my bra. No.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, I feel like I aged so many years during this and it just like, I became like a housewife and now I'm like, excuse me, like going out after 7 p.m. No.
You got to make a housewife a hoe again.
Yeah.
Please.
Save us.
Have there been like drag Zoom shows? Because there's been a lot of like drag comedy shows, so I don't know if like that's been a thing that's happening at all.
Yes. I mean, you know, the world ended on a Tuesday, and then drag queens on a Wednesday were like, "I have a show on Zoom on yeah. Twitch.
We are
also
the same
Instagram." Yeah. No, it's great. No, yeah. it's very inspiring to see how adaptable drag is. It's mm-hmm. very, very inspiring. And I love it. And, you know, it's hard for us, you know, as performers, because it's like, oh, so every place that you work at is shut down now. And you're also last on the list to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We feel that.
Yeah. We're in the
hard.
Same boat, yeah. too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we need it the most because we're like sensitive people and we need our art.
Yes.
That's all right. Whatever. This is why I'm in a community college again.
But we really do. We really yeah. are. It's very. I was talking to my friend Nick about this, and he was like, it's very easy to feel like shit during this because you're being told that you're not essential, whether you're an entertainer or a drag mm-hmm. queen or a comedian or whatever. But the truth is, it's like I wouldn't have gotten through all of this past year if it wasn't for Drag Race on the TV mm-hmm. and Drag mm-hmm. Queens on Instagram Live and like all of that. So like it is essential. It makes the world, you know, less like horrifying and terrible.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, laughter is the best medicine. And yeah, a luxury once you get used to it is essential anyway. So people
exactly.
are.
Exactly. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Where's the first place you're going to, like, travel once it's safe? Do you have a dream place?
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know, but The first thing I want to do when it's safe to do so. Well, you know what? Actually, I'd love to go to fucking Australia because they have never heard of COVID. They've forgotten that it even happened. They're just like down. They're dancing in nightclubs. They're just like, it doesn't exist. So I want to go to Australia and I want to dance in a nightclub to Chromatica and maybe possibly be on drugs while I'm doing it.
That sounds really nice. And thank you for reminding me about Chromatica because I feel like I was really into it for a couple days and I forgot not to keep, I need to keep listening to it because that album is such a fucking bop.
It really is. It bangs. It And you know what will be a good reminder is if you ordered merchandise from the Lady Gaga store, it probably still hasn't come. So when it does come, it'll be a reminder because they literally, the Chromatica merchandise has taken like 8 months.
Oh, Gaga, get it together.
I bring it up. It's not her fault.
She has an assistant.
She can just see her in there, stuffing t-shirts into mailers. And
what do you guys
think? She takes it to the post office.
What do you guys think Lady Gaga has for breakfast?
Now, I can see an orange juice and a muffin there.
I could too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could too.
Keeping it humble, out of the gate, on the run.
I could see I could see her being very Malibu, very green juice.
Like I was going to, I was going to say a smoothie or something like that.
I think she oscillates depending on a mood. I think there's several options available in that fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Not to speak for Lady Gaga, but
there could be a million options in that fridge, and it just takes one.
Oh, I get it.
Oh man, we just did a Patreon hangout last night with a couple of fans, and we had one was from Australia and one was from New Zealand, and they were like, "So how's it going?" They're like, "Oh yeah, everything's been fine. I mean, we did just have to lock down for 3 days because there were a couple of cases, but now everything's okay again." And I was like, "Imagine just a country that could just be like, okay, everybody stay inside for 3 days, and now we're okay."
Imagine.
Yeah. It's very happy for
them. And I'm sure it was mostly policy that got Australia in that place. But if you've ever partied with Australian people, those are like hardy people.
Oh yeah, they'll get it together.
So are you saying their hardiness is what got them through?
I'm saying it's not what got them through.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were maybe saying like it's conspiracy because it's like we know they want a party, so they were not staying inside.
Oh, could be that too. No, but they're like, I don't know, I feel like you always meet an Australian when you're staying in a hostel. Like they're just kind of always like out and about and like being wild and being adventurous, and like they just feel like people who can withstand a lot of infection and
they
stuff
are.
Like that.
They're very
That's
strong.
True. Yeah.
Well, I think when you get 3 months off a year to like explore the world and experience things in yourself, it's like you're the color comes back to your face because you feel alive. You're not chained to a desk. It's a beautiful, you know, you do feel alive.
Wait, they get 3 months off a year?
Yeah.
It's like, it seems like it.
You're just making this up.
Oh, I just totally
they
supported
do get
you,
like
Brandy.
A...
I was like, yeah.
No, it's like what I used to drive for Lyft for a few years. And every time I would pick up Australians, which is often, they'd be like, oh yeah, I have like the next 3 months off just to like explore. Yeah. So I don't know if that's all Australians, but it was like, all the ones that I would ever lift, they'd be like, yeah, I'm in the United States for a month and a half, and then I'm going to go to South Africa for a month and a half and just, you know, just see what the world is like.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what? How do I be you? Yeah. How could I?
Wow. So maybe this collective immune system from all this getting in Brandy's lift and going all over the world led them to the coronavirus.
It was a real like a reverse. What's the Disney theme park where you see all the countries?
Epcot Center.
Yeah, my lift at a certain point felt like a reverse Epcot, where I was like the center point, and then just different people would be like, and now you take me to. And, you know the depressing part? Swedish people would come and they would want to go to IKEA, McDonald's, and the Comedy Store, and sometimes Walmart. They were like, "We want to see a Walmart." We've heard.
Oh my god!
That's We've what heard other about people these. Think of us is Walmart. Of course, they want to see Walmart.
And I don't blame them, frankly.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I like that answer, Alaska, that you want to go to Australia to like party and stuff, because I feel like exactly they kind of haven't, you know, had to deal with it as much. They've kept their shit on lockdown. I don't want to go. There's people who are like, yay, Disneyland. But I'm like, I don't want to go to Disneyland right now. It's still like creepy. No. Like I need to wait until America's a little has their shit together. Yeah.
No, that's actually that Disneyland should be the last on the list to fucking reopen. We should open drag clubs before we open fucking
Disneyland.
Yes,
are you telling us we're less essential than Disneyland? Come on.
Disneyland is popping. It's popping off. It's going on right. It's open now.
I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah, the one in Florida never closed.
No.
Well, and like at Disneyland, they don't even have, like, I feel like they go through such great pains to make you feel like the outside world is not inside. Like, isn't the whole point of Disneyland that even the trash cans have Mickey Mouse on them? So, like, how can you enjoy that experience when we're living in the COVID of it all? Like, I'm not trying to have like a plexiglass wall in the middle of Splash Mountain, you know?
Yeah. No, I 100%. Don't know how.
Well, I will say, I think this is our second podcast where we threw a little bit of shade on Disneyland, and I'm a little nervous for the
Disney's gonna shut it down.
No, come for me, Disney. True. Fucking try it. Okay. See what
I'm not saying Disney, but I think Disney stands might come for us. And we
I
need
will
to
put
be aware.
It out there. I've said many times I love Disneyland. I did ecstasy at Disneyland, and it was like the best night of my life.
Really?
Yeah, do it.
Do they have drinks at Disneyland or no drinks?
They just started. They're opening a bar right now. Yes.
They knew the people were like, all right, now, we got to be realistic here.
Yes.
See, now I'm like, okay, maybe I could see that. That was always the thing. It's like, wait. So all the things that I hate from the outside world, waiting in lines, loud children, families, groups, large groups of people, all of these things are concentrated into one place where alcohol is forbidden. Keep me far away. Keep me far away from this place.
No, not fun for me. I will say one of my favorite sights in the world is a child at the end of the day at a theme park where they're just in a stroller sobbing and just prostrate just because they've just have seen too much and they're just like,
that's me upon entry.
That's just the internal drugs first. They did, you know, take them in.
Yeah.
You're set.
Fucking beautiful.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Alaska Thunderfuck.
Hi. I'm listening. Hello, caller.
Now, we got some like very serious questions to ask you. Yes. So we're going to roll the theme song.
Business.
Please be advised.
Questions.
Business questions.
Are we moving the needle?
We've got some business.
Pull up a chair. Would you like some water?
Business questions.
Okay.
All work. That's a hot track.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pretty it's fun. Just so Pretty embarrassing, fun. And we just don't have the wherewithal to make new ones.
No, and
just,
I think that
they're perfect.
We
I
don't
them.
Have to I play disagree, it either. Them. We could drop it in, but we like to sit here awkwardly and like stew in our own.
We like to force the guests to be a part of it.
Yes,
they I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm a big fan.
Alaska.
Of it.
Tell me your biggest weakness.
Oh, okay. well, first of all, I would like to thank all of the hosts of this podcast, Lady to Lady, Babs, Brandy, and Tess. I would like to thank you very much for having me. In question and answer portion, in answer to your question, what is my greatest weakness? I would have to say my greatest weakness is that I care too much. Being someone who cares as much as I do, it can be very difficult and taxing, but I believe that the work and dedication that it takes to make the world a better place is ultimately worth it. Thank you. I am contestant number 73.
Wow.
Alexis Thunderstorm.
Wow. I mean, I'd say hired after that.
Yes.
That's a
very professional.
Our question and answer is not very long. well, but on the flip side, if that is your biggest weakness, what do you consider your biggest strength?
Oh
my God. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, what is my actual greatest weakness? Not well.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many. I'm rifling through the frailties, insecurities. No, I mean, I guess. I don't know.
I love it.
No, there's so many. I'm like insecure, and I'm jealous, and I'm sad, and I'm angry, and I'm like, you know, like all those things that just like, it's like Blanche Devereaux says, it's like feeling magenta, because it's a combination of all the, it's like you're green with envy, but you're also blue. But
ooh, I love this.
You're afraid, but you wouldn't say you're yellow. And so it's like, so it is like, I guess it comes down to like, I guess my like, the way to remedy that would be like meditating more, which I do a little, but I should probably do more to just like, sort of sit back and like look at the swirling madness.
Yeah, I feel like meditation is good, but yeah, like I'm sure it does in the grand scheme of things help, but sometimes I'm like, okay, so now I'm just aware of it.
Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah, it's being able to say, hey, this is being able to like diagnose why something is happening is half the battle.
Well,
I think
knowing the bad or whatever, I don't want to call them bad parts of ourselves, but you know, the weaknesses is good. Mm-hmm. But at some point it's just like, okay, that's what I am. I don't fucking, I'm not necessarily going to be able to change that. Like I have to accept my weaknesses too.
And accepting them. And also, another weakness. Oh, now I'm on a roll. I'm also horrible at communicating. And when it comes to like important things, or if I'm feeling insecure or whatever, like communicating it is also something that is immensely helpful. Is like it evaporates as soon as you have a conversation like about it. But getting to the point where I have the conversation is literally such an uphill battle for me, and something I am constantly like trying to.
Is it because you can't express it, or because you don't want to like have the conversation?
I don't want to have the conversation. Yeah. And even though I know, I mean, it's insanity, because I know that it will make me feel better, and I know that it is the solution. But I just am like too much of a coward to do.
Well, I think sometimes difficult conversations too, like there's this practical aspect of like, there's never a good time. And so, like, it's going to feel like this weird premeditated thing if it's something that you clearly have been wanting to talk about. So, like, I find it can just be, like, literally, like, hard to find a time to do it.
It's hard to schedule it.
Hard to schedule.
Yeah.
Well, it is. You know, when when you have those situations where you've been, like, having an argument in your head with somebody, it's like, how am I supposed to present this to
someone? Because they're just having pancakes. Like, they don't know.
Yeah. They're just having their muffin. Right. And you're like... You're like, I just needed to talk to you about this conversation we had 3 years ago where you hurt me. And you're like, yes.
I find that a visual aid usually helps. If you pull out a poster of some kind, they're like, oh, okay, we're in for something. No, I think it can definitely be hard, especially like, you know, I feel like a lot of performers have like a people-pleasing part of themselves too. It's like we want to make people feel good. So like putting ourselves first in order to make people feel like uncomfortable in a moment goes against every compulsion that we have
that
to be
true.
On stage. So
that's
it's like,
so true.
It's hard to get over that place, you know?
Okay. But then Alaska, what are your strengths? What's your greatest strengths?
I guess I'm sort of, I don't worry about, like, I've always sort of run by the philosophy that like it's better to have something done than have something perfect. Mm-hmm. So like I have I generally have no problem being like, it's good enough, just put it out in the world, which I think is
that's
something
great.
It's something that a lot, I mean, it and myself as well, but sometimes, but like it is very like, I don't know, is it good enough? It's not perfect. It's like I know that I've had success at just saying, just fucking do it, you know, which I guess is good.
Totally.
I think that's great. Yeah.
No, I think that's a great skill.
I always think with the finished product of anything, there are going to be things wrong with it, and people are going to have shit to say. So there is like a certain point, like I'm fine with people saying these things being wrong with it, because you might change it and then some other shit's wrong with it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's nice too, because you're not like, I can definitely suffer from pretty hard perfectionism sometimes, which ends up me beating myself up, which is you become right. like, you become inert and you don't move. So it's like right. being able to just be like, I'm done. You aren't saying shitty shit to yourself. You're just like, nope, that's it. On to the next thing. And it like allows you to actually continue being productive about things.
Yeah.
It's a huge strength, I think.
For sure. Yeah. I was having like talking with my therapist about some stuff and I was just like, I don't know if I worry if this thing's going to be bad. And she was just like, yeah, so what?
Right.
Yeah.
What if it is? Yeah. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Boom.
She was like, yeah, and then you'll just move on. You'll do something else. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Right. My life doesn't end after whatever this thing is.
Right. Yeah.
That's great. That's a great, I mean, I feel like that's an amazing quality to have because, yeah, I think so many of us get stuck on, you know, perfectionism. So.
Yeah. And it's been really hard, like being like sort of trapped in the house, which I think has triggered my like insecurity and sort of given me more time to sit and think and ruminate. And so like all the things that are just trapped in my mind are just like there. Mm-hmm. And so it has been a struggle. And so it's like getting the muscles going of like, nope, just fucking do it and move on.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where obviously, yeah, not being able to perform on stage like really hurts because that's just the ultimate like, it's out there.
You have to like it's your turn to go up. You have to fucking go up. Like no matter what, like they call your name, you gotta do it. Yeah,
exactly.
You seem like such a confident performer, Alaska. Though, do you feel confident when you're on stage, or did you fake it till you made it? Like,
I feel confident when I'm on stage. Mm-hmm. Because it is like a trust fall. I think I get so scared beforehand and I'm like, oh my God. And then you get out there and the ball starts rolling and it's like, okay, this is working. All right. Yes. I know how to do this. I've been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. I can do this. Mm-hmm. And having that like taken off the table and not having that, I think it really has made me like very like much more insecure than I have been since I was like a child.
Because
it's like, and you can't replicate it with fucking social media. I mean, social media is a fucking garbage dump.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it so much. And I'm so bad at it. And I stay away from it because it makes me feel so bad about myself.
Same.
And so therefore I'm not good at it. And so it's like, can I just have a room of people and a microphone, please?
Yeah.
Yes. Give me that. Yes. All of that. Like, yes.
Preaching all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I think that's what's been so hard is we've kind of had to replace it with social media this year. And it's just, everyone's a fucking asshole and you're getting no release. And it's just what is this? This is not a substitution.
No, we all went from like Marlboro Reds to like some shitty blue vape.
It is.
Oh my God. I can't wait to come back.
Yeah. I can't wait to go back to just performing so much that I'm so busy that I forget that I never use fucking Instagram.
Yes.
I do that too. Yeah. And I don't think that you're supposed, like, I think you're supposed to care about social media, but I have just kind of quit. Like, I kind of, I'm over it, but you need it?
Yeah, good. That's good. Why do you?
Is it? I feel like you need it. I don't know. Whatever. Okay.
Do it. Quit. Hang it up.
Yeah. Yeah, is Instagram the one that you find the most toxic? Like, or like, that gives you the most anxiety, or?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because it tells you how many people like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how many people like all of my contemporaries' things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, wow, everyone hates me. I'm a piece of shit. I'm a piece of shit and I'm ugly and no one likes me. And oh my God. Wow. So, yeah, no, it's horrible.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
I wish they had an option to be able to just be like, look, I don't care who likes it. I don't just, like, let me just post it and then to avoid.
Well, but of course
care.
We care. That's the problem. Even if we had the option, I don't think I would take it because there's some sick part of me that wants to see the hearts.
Oh, in a heartbeat. I would just be like, nope, this is, I like the thing I'm putting out. I don't care.
Here's
what
our
you
new
think about
Sharks.
It.
It's called Black Hole, and you just post it and you never see any response.
Yeah.
Great.
Hell yeah.
And also the thing about it is like, I don't like what I'm putting on. It's like, I have to sit here and take a picture of myself. Mm-hmm. And I have to what face do I do? This is not art. This yeah. is just doing it so that I am putting things on my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is
exactly.
not, this is trash.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that people like my trash. It's not something I care about. It's not something I worked hard on. Mm-hmm. It's just like a thing to maintain this thing that I hate. So it's like, fuck. I fucking hate it.
For sure. And those photos are also like taking that moment out of their lives and they should be thinking why they need to have a comment in the first place too. It's like if everyone just right. like actually had a void of like time right. to just sit and think for themselves as opposed to like scrolling and judging. It's like no, just like why? Ugh. But like what about you? You're a creator too. There's something inside of everybody to put out right. there.
Yes.
All right. Next yeah. business question.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Alaska, sell me this pin.
Well, it has been, you know, it has been described as a pen. But I mean, it could also be described as a pencil. You see, the feature of this particular pen is that it's made of wood. This is balsa pine. It's a really, which is a sturdy wood. And it's lined inside with lead. This is number 2 lead. Ooh. So you can use it on tests. You can use it on quizzes, standardized tests, college admissions. Quizzes that you're taking by yourself when someone is taking pictures of you to make you look like you're on the rowing team. You can get into Harvard, Stanford, any of the big 5.
Wow.
You can get in with this pen. And listen, we all make mistakes. Okay. Listen, we've all made mistakes. Okay. But I'm telling you, if you make a mistake with this baby, you can erase it. You see this rubber? It's featured with this rubber mechanism on the end. It looks like a little nubbin. And you take that and you rub it across your mark. It's as if it never happened. It's wow. erased. It's an eraser of sorts.
Oh, my God.
So that is why this pen is not only versatile, but I think you need it. If you have a void in your life of any kind, this is the pen that's going to fill.
Oh
wow.
my God.
Sold. Absolutely sold. Absolutely
a
sold.
A pen. Finally, what I've been looking for in a pen, a pencil.
A pencil.
I am ready.
Did you just have like RuPaul challenge flashbacks that felt.
Oh, I love it. Oh, and it's like the. Oh, and you have to. Like it's on the Home Shopping Network. You have to be like, you know, even the kids can get into this, right? Oh, yes, the kids love this. So you have to like tie
I
it
love
into family.
Home, I used to love just sitting and watching that forever because like they just have to. The vamping, they just hours mm-hmm. about the same
so
product.
Good.
Oh, I love it.
They're so good at it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I went to college in Philly and QVC is there. And like
oh,
the
wow.
QVC people are like the hosts are like weird minor celebrities in Philadelphia. So like they like are on parades and things. And you'd be like, oh, my God, Bob Bowersox is here. Wow. That's hilarious.
Or like Liza on Home Shopping. Network.
Oh.
Liza. Someone called in and they were like, Liza, hello, I'm a musical theater major. And she was like, like that's what made her laugh.
Wait, I'm trying to
find. I did not know Liza did QVC.
Oh, there's a few amazing clips of her.
Is she just like wasted the whole time?
She was, I don't know if she was wasted, but she was on another plane of existence.
Oh my God, I love her so much.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
so good. Yeah. The Liza Collection secret sequin jacket and tank set. Fucking
there's
beautiful.
Some good
oh
shit
my God.
Too. There's good clothes.
I need that. I just rewatched Liza with a Z a few months ago. Oh my God. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
You guys.
Wait, is that the like one woman show? Kind
it's of? A concert, or? And like the first half, it's like a cabaret, and the first half. It's just like, you know, her doing songs, and then the second half is all songs from Cabaret. Oh, but it's word. Like her in her prime, like right after she played Sally Bowles, and like y'all, like the outfits, the dancing, it's like the hottest, sexiest, like most Liza thing of all time. Like you watch her in her prime and you're like, she is just like,
she's so good.
Oh my God. She's like, it's just like, she's like a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really is so talented and crazy.
Oh my God. I just love
her. She's just legs. She's like fucking olive oil legs. Her. Just like.
Yeah. Yeah. And like when.
Just so good.
When do you see female performers like sweating like LeBron James? You know, she's out there just right. like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I'm going to share.
You like the clothes? Huh? Yes. You like the clothes?
Oh, yes. I got the blouse. The
scarf. Good. Oh, good.
Thank you so much for taking my call. It was a great thrill.
Well, it was thrilling to talk to you, and I'll remember it.
Oh, perfection. Perfection. Oh, we're going to take another break and look at some more Liza. We'll be back in a second. Hey, we're back in Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
And I'm Tess.
And we're here with Alaska.
Hi.
We're going to do Lady Problem. One more hot track.
Lady. Lady Problems. Lady. Lady Problems. Lady Problems. Do you have them?
Work.
Thank you. If you have lady problems, you can send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com, or you can call them in at 323-6-BUT-30.
That's right.
That's our phone number.
6-BUT-30. Yeah,
six. It's 6-BUT-30 somewhere.
All right, we got a voicemail this week. Let's do it.
Okay.
Hey guys, my name is Dan Paul, and I'm just calling with a lady problem. I am sometimes a lady. I am also the drag queen Candy Shell. And this kind of has to do with Candy Shell. I'm living in Honolulu with my husband. We've been married for 6 years, and, my doing drag and my kind of drag career has always been like sort of an issue with us, and we've been really struggling, and he is not going to continue at his job next year, and so he might be leaving Hawaii, and I don't know whether or not I should go with him. I've felt judged and not super supported for a good chunk of our marriage, and now now he's meditating, and he's realizing that he's sort of been heaping all this judgment on me, but he's still not sure if he knows how to stop. And there's a lot of love between us, and we're in therapy, and I really hope that we work it out, but something in me, I don't know if I need some kind of space, or maybe I should stay behind for a little while because we would be moving in with his in-laws. Ladies, do you have any advice at all? I sure would appreciate it. Love you guys so much.
Aw, thank you, Candy Shell. And
wow.
I mean, I think the in-laws says it all.
That.
Yeah.
That tipped the scale for me. Oh my God, there's so much going on in there. I can't be like on Straight Talk and be like Dolly Parton and be like pretending to be a doctor and tell them to get a divorce, and then they drunkenly show up to one of my appearances and say, you ruined my life.
Wait, did that happen?
In the movie Straight Talk?
Oh, yeah.
You actually, we did have somebody once who we were like, oh, dump him. And then the boyfriend listened and like wrote his side of the story.
He was like, actually.
It's true. It happens.
Yeah, it does happen.
But like, well, okay. So I'm not going to say dump him because marriage, like I believe in like marriage and I believe in commitment. And I think that's something that you've built together and you obviously have stayed together despite your, you know, seeing things differently when it comes to drag. Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes you have to be away from something in order to like realize that you miss it. So maybe this is an opportunity. You let him go ahead, move in with his in-laws. You stay behind and you say, I'm going to be doing drag and I'm going to be fierce and I'm going to be sickening. And then maybe, you know, maybe you'll miss him really a lot and maybe he'll miss you really a lot and be like, you know what? I don't care if you do drag or not. Like, you should come back and be with me. So maybe, or maybe you'll find independence and you'll be like, I don't need his fucking ass anymore. That's what I think you should do.
I think that's a good plan. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like this person sensing that they need some space. Like, they're kind of like saying that in the problem. Mm-hmm. Will say, like, I do want to say this, like, no matter what, don't like let your husband's view of drag approach your view of drag. Cause like you also have a responsibility to yourself and your relationship with yourself. And like, that's clearly something that's really important to you. And so like, I feel like his husband needs to accept that. Like, in order to like love that person, he has to love like the whole person. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and I think it's also figuring out like where his issues come from. Like, is that internalized homophobia? Is it like, you know, there's a lot of different places of where that could come from that he needs to really understand, you know, what's going on there.
I could see it also being a thing of like the lifestyle of being a performer can be tricky. Like, if you're more of like a domestic person and you're in a relationship with someone who is doing shows until 2 o'clock in the morning, like maybe then it is a matter of like you guys need to start scheduling like breakfast dates or whatever. But like, no matter what, I just want to say, don't give up your shit just because, you know, your husband has a bad attitude about it.
No, 1,000%. And it doesn't sound like, 100%. I don't think, they're saying that, but totally. I really like Alaska's suggestion because you definitely need a break of some kind. And, you know, whether that's ends up being like the nuclear option or not, you need to like see what it's like to have some space and let him go and know that like you're going to be able to figure it out from there. It doesn't have to like be the end if he does end up going without you. You can kind of just see where you're at.
Yeah, for sure. Lots of couples, it seems to take like a little separation to kind of figure shit out sometimes. You know, that is a thing. And it can bring you back together stronger, or, you know, it's time to say goodbye and let that relationship evolve into something else. You know, I think totally makes sense.
I also feel like his husband might be relieved because this whole in-laws situation might be much more doable if it's just the husband and not like the entire couple moving in with the parents.
That's true.
I can't.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like the best for everybody for right now to just let him go. Yeah, you can kind of do your own thing and see what that's like to not have that judgment around you. I mean, that's a lot. Like, that's the kind of thing that really fucks you up even when you don't know it, you know? So having that gone will probably be a relief that you didn't know and you can kind of see how you feel then. But sad. I don't want you to be unsupported in your relationship. I mean, that's not okay.
Also, all that being said, I have to say that drag is a horrible, messy, awful. Like, it'll ruin your house. It'll ruin your carpets. There's going to be glue and glitter everywhere. So, like, I understand the husband not liking drag because drag, like I it was really hard for my college roommate when I first started doing drag. He was like, is this gonna be like all the time? And we were really good friends. He was like, this is like a lot. It's the crazy hours, it's the lifestyle, it's the like mess of it all, it's the hoarding of the clothes that you have to do in order to do this crazy profession. I'm not saying it's not worth it. I mean, obviously it is worth it. But it's also like hugely like the most inconvenient hobby and profession to go into.
That makes sense. That's a lot to take on as a partner, for sure. And depending on whether you came into the relationship with that too, if this is a newer thing that you're kind of like taking on, it's not, you know, obviously they should support you, but it's also like, whoa, this is a new thing I wasn't expecting or whatever.
Right.
So that can be a lot too.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would make, it's like almost like if I just brought home a cat without asking Sean. It's like, Elizabeth.
Yes. Like, this is going to be a thing now.
Deal with it.
This is going to be a thing now.
For sure. Well, and I do think that also in relationships, like, no matter what everybody is doing, like, it is important to be, like, be mindful of the time that is your relationship time together. And I think it's like, you know, we're all performers. We're all, you know, inherently workaholics because of that to a certain degree. So it can be so hard to be like, okay, I need to just go on a date right now with you and just be with you in the moment and like not be thinking about all this other stuff and like answering emails, blah, 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 blah. It's like, you know, so also make sure that, you know, if you guys do keep working this out, you are both like making time like for the you're loving that relationship as much as your drag career, you know, and putting that into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really important to remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely an important thing.
And I'm absolutely horrible at that.
I mean, I say all of this. It's hard. It's a really hard thing to do.
What do you guys think is the advice that you give the most, but like don't take at fucking all?
Well, I think like I was thinking about this actually when we were talking about having those hard conversations, because a lot of the questions we get written into are like about having a hard conversation with somebody, and like the advice we give, I'm like I'd be hard pressed to see myself doing this half the time because it's really fucking difficult to have these kind of conversations. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think like that when you're just like, yeah, just tell somebody, you know, like I said, like about the thing that hurt you from a long time ago or whatever, approaching someone about those when it's not like, and also especially like relationships are one thing, but friendships are different because they're so like, they don't have that like endpoint that a relationship could have or something, you know, it's just like a whole different thing. So I think that's the hardest stuff. When I give it, I'm like, I don't know if I'll ever do this.
I'm very bad at putting myself first, I think, often, and I don't realize it either until later, and then I'm like, oh, I thought I had my best intentions at heart, but I don't, you know. And like being cognizant of that, I think is a big thing that, you know, I've worked on a lot. For sure.
I think for me it's just like confrontation. Like, I don't like confrontation. So, yeah, anytime I'm like, yeah, you tell him that. But in reality, I'm like, yeah, okay. All right. Cool.
Well, in meditating, too, I'm like, that's a thing that I'm like, oh, I'm sure that would be great for me. But, like, I get 1 minute in, and I'm like, okay, I got shit to do. Like, I just don't. I'm so bad at, like, taking a breath. I just get too obsessed with, like, no, I got other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that a trip? Because, like, how could you not? It's crazy that it's so hard for all of us to literally just, we can't sit somewhere for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. That's crazy.
I've started doing it. I just don't meditate. I just like sit, but I don't like, you know.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
It is. It's an entire like society, and like everything is set up to make you feel like if you just are sitting there and like focusing on your breath, like that is like, people are like, well, you look insane. You look crazy. It's like, no. Like, and also it's like, well, wait, so you're not doing anything? You're like, you're not working? Wait, you're not working and you're not consuming someone else's work? Wait, what is wrong with you? You're insane. You're crazy. It's so weird, but it is like the literal best thing you can fucking do is just sit there and listen to yourself breathe. But it looks like you're, you know, I don't know.
Or it looks like you're doing nothing. Like, I haven't been, social media, I've been so fucking busy that I haven't been on as much. And I'm like, I think people think that means I'm not busy because I'm not posting about doing stuff. But it's like, but I am. I'm too busy to talk about.
Exactly.
It's also okay if you're not busy. But it is hard. It's like we are set up where it's like our society wants us to believe that like our identity is our output or what we consume, and it's like if you choose not to do either of them, then like, do you have an identity?
Right.
Well, and then I worry too because it feels like, oh, is this a waste? Because I do have this like never-ending reading list and shit I want to watch. And like I've got my highbrow shit and my reality shit I want to catch up on. And it's like, is this a good use of this time when I could read this article or do this thing? So I struggle with that too a lot.
Mm-hmm. I do the same thing.
Yeah. And I mean, the answer is like, it's literally, even if it's like 10 minutes or 5 minutes, I'm like, if I literally take this 10-minute break to keep myself from going crazy, like, it's only going to help. It's only going to help literally everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's 10 minutes.
Yeah. No, like, it's literally, it's free. You can do it anywhere.
Yeah.
It's life-changing. Yeah. It changes your relationship with everyone else. It's like the most, it's kind of like water, right? Like, why is it so hard to drink water? That comes out of the sink. Right. Like...
And for hundreds of thousands of years, it didn't. I mean, we have the best water of all of humanity at this point.
Yeah,
I think about this all the time. I mean, I was talking with Tess about this, or was it on the show? Or I was just thinking about all the stuff that we, like when, you know, we had to work to survive, like as cavemen or something. And now we're just like, I don't know, scrambling all the time and just making up shit that we don't actually need. We have a lot of us lucky enough to have the things we need to survive. So the rest is just kind of like the cherry on top, but we kind of have made it into like so unnecessary.
So true. So true.
Well.
That said,
great to create content with you guys.
I'm just going to say, sometimes it does pay to waste time because the other day I went impulse shopping and I bought like my favorite thing I've bought in a while. I bought a one-piece black like unitard that I decided is going to be my uniform for the summer and I'm just going to wear different jewelry. And so I was really excited when I bought it and when it showed up and when I got to wear it the first day, which is all to say...
Triple threat. That's a triple threat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, any last words for Candy Shell? I mean, I think, try to, you know, set him free and see what happens. Or set yourself free.
I think so. Yeah. A little space.
Because sometimes you can tell people, but sometimes you have to show people, and it's like, oh, I'm so annoying. Okay, go live with your parents and see how annoying drag is.
Yeah, see what it's like when I'm not there for you to talk shit about the weird stuff your parents do.
Exactly. Yeah, perfect. Absolutely. Let us know how it goes, Candy.
Let's... Yeah. Listen to one last. I just want to hear another piece of Liza. I'm sorry. Well,
no, please.
Never apologize.
I don't know what it's going to be. We're just going to find out.
What's we got?
Putting on everything that socks you in and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you put this on and then you do what you want to do. Sit like you want to sit. Because all you have to do is really do this.
That's
these
it.
Clothes look great.
That's right.
And your arms are important.
Yes.
How about.
And your arms are important.
Are important.
I feel
your
like
arms she's a poet.
You know how they make those like
poet.
Those Urban Outfitter books of like Bob Ross. We need just a book of Liza on QVC.
It's true. It's
holy
really,
shit!
Really good.
Please,
yes, it's let's make it. Liza, beautiful.
Well, Alaska, right. Where can everybody find you and what you're up to? Now that we've talked about social media.
Now, I know, now that I've talked shit about Instagram and how I fucking hate it. My Instagram is it's at the only Alaska 5000. And I actually I hate posting selfies of myself, but I do promote everything I'm doing on Instagram. And you can go to alaskathunderfuck.com. And you can like find everything there as well. So.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna pimp. You have really, really cute merch. My sister sent me a picture of her little pound cake brush, I think it is, before I was podcasting.
Oh, yeah.
So check out Alaska's merch because it's cute as fuck.
Get some Alaska merch. Watch the extra special comedy special on Out TV. And thank you so much for doing this. It was great to meet you.
Thank you so much. This was so fun. Y'all are amazing.
Aw, thanks. All right, everybody. We'll talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hi, ladies. Love the show so much. I recently discovered you through the Exactly Right Network and have been binging you ever since. Your show is exactly what I've been looking for in a podcast, and I just love it so much. Anyway, I've been binging past episodes, and I just listened to the one with Michelle Balloon from 2018, and Tess started talking about how she hates that Sean never wipes his dick, and he always has like a little bit of pee drip in his underwear. And then you guys went off on a huge tangent about how guys need to be better about this. And then Barbara made a joke about hearing the blow dryer go off in the bathroom when your man's in there. And I laughed so fucking hard because I shit you not, my boyfriend does that. He will use the blow dryer to dry off his dick if he has drip. So anyway, I just had to share that little bit of information because I've seen him do that more than once. Also, pro tip to get rid of the dick drip, simply push on your gooch, squeeze from the base of the shaft to the tip of the penis, and you will squeeze out any additional disc drippage you have. So I don't know if this is still a problem for Sean, Tess, but if you want to subtly relay that information to him, yeah, I just thought I would, offer that little bit of helpful advice for y'all. Oh, my God. I love you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you for all the laughs. Bye-bye.
Hi, ladies. Just wanted to say hello. This is Katie from Sacramento. I also picked up skating during this time. I ate shit in my parking lot in the apartment complex and tore my favorite leggings, and I bought knee pads and elbow pads, and I haven't skated again. But I also want to say that I am an ER nurse, and don't worry, people have been coming into the ER with all their stupid shit all throughout the year. Don't you worry. I had a lady who was like in her early 40s and she came in, broke her arm because she was roller skating. And yeah, a lot of the visit was just like helping her throughout her humiliation. As far as Cass, I feel like we mostly just like put splints on these days and tell you to follow up with the ortho. You can't really color on them or draw on them, so it's not super fun. But if I was an adult with a Cass, I would still color on it. Anyways, I love you guys. Y'all have been just a beacon of light throughout this time. Keep doing what you're doing. We need you. Love y'all. Bye.